Anchors away. A bit of planning can help you make the most of a vacation at sea. Although I'd always loved the ocean, I never envisioned myself taking a cruise. I thought they were exclusively for well-to-do, retired couples. But now that I've crossed the Pacific Ocean on a ship, I have learned that anyone can enjoy life aboard. Booking your cruise. It does take time and money to try this kind of holiday, but keep in mind that there is a wide variety of options out there. Consider your potential destinations. Would you prefer a sojourn through the Caribbean islands? Would you prefer to see historical sites in Asia? Or do you see yourself on a European caper? Whatever journey you crave, there's probably a cruise heading that way. I signed up for a repositioning cruise. Many vessels cross the ocean a couple of times a year. For instance, the one I took spends the winter in Asia, but sails in North America during the summer. Since the ship needs to cross the ocean anyway, many companies offer great deals on these trips. Ready, set. Before you go, you'll want to make sure that you have your documents in order. You need your flight information, your passport, and a visa for any country that requires one. When you pack, consider the weather in each of your ports of call. On my trip, we made stops in warm and sunny Kobe and Vancouver, but also sailed into frigid temperatures in Hokkaido and Alaska. I wore short sleeves and a winter jacket in the same week. For life aboard, think about whether you'll want to use the gym or swimming pool. A dress code is often enforced in the dining room, so bring semi-formal clothing. We also had several formal nights when passengers dressed in gowns and tuxedos and the naval officers donned their dress whites. Land ho! One of the great joys of cruising is that you can see so many different places from the comfort of your very own moving hotel room. Deciding how you want to explore these destinations, however, can be a challenge. Fortunately, the staff do their best to make it fun and easy for you. You may want to sign up for an excursion offered by the ship, which can be very fun. Have you always wanted to swim with the dolphins, go zip lining, or take in the view from a float plane? Now's your chance. If you register for a ship excursion, the staff will provide all the information and equipment you need. The only excursion I signed up for was snorkeling in Alaska, and it was an exceptional adventure. We squeezed into thick wetsuits and then took the plunge. The water was only about 7 degrees Celsius. The road less traveled. Although the cruise excursions are fun and very convenient, these outings tend to be pricey. If you do some research, you can usually find just as many thrilling activities to try independently. On the cruise, you will find helpful maps featuring some history and sites for each destination. Many ports also have excellent tourist resources. However, for the best experience, I recommend checking online for supplementary information before you depart. You'll find you can do all of the activities advertised by the cruise line, often for half the price. At our stop in Hakodate, Japan, I teamed up with a couple of friends and together we enjoyed a wonderful outing to an onsen, then toured some old temples and churches. In Kodiak, Alaska, we hiked through a stunning forest, sampled local fare, toured the harbor, and visited a museum. There was no shortage of things to do on any budget. Life on a cruise ship. So, what about the days at sea? Most cruises schedule port days in such a way that there aren't that many consecutive days on the ocean. In my case, however, we had 6 days in a row at sea. I anticipated hours of listlessly staring out at the wide blue ocean. As it turns out, I simply didn't have time to get bored. There is something for everyone to do while floating on the waves. Places to spend time. A cruise ship is essentially a small village, which means it has everything a town has. Want to read a new book? Visit the library. Fancy a latte? Stop by the cafe. Interested in the latest blockbuster? Check out what's playing at the theater. Feeling competitive? Head up to the basketball or tennis court. And of course, don't forget to stroll around the promenade deck. My sea days usually started with a casual buffet breakfast. Then I'd go exercise in the fitness room, which had the best view available, second only to the bridge. One day, I spotted a pod of humpback whales from the treadmill. Then I'd go for a dip in the pool or do some reading. After lunch, I'd take part in one of the many activities. And following the delectable dinners, I usually enjoyed some live music. Fun, fun, fun. There's much, much more to try during a cruise. The crew offers passengers a schedule full of activities, from bingo to golf tournaments to trivia contests. There are religious services, lectures offered by special guests, and cooking classes. During my time aboard, I met the captain, sang with the band, and even participated in the talent show. My imitation of the captain was a hit. My first cruise was full of excitement and unique experiences. Much to my surprise, I suspect that it won't be my last. Vocabulary focus. Sojourn. Caper. Frigid. Excursion. Exceptional. Take the plunge. Outing. Supplementary. Team up with. Listlessly. Delectable.